Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. How do we feel? We've been through the trailer, the new trailer, the second trailer, the BBC trailer, not the Who Dis trailer. I just like, why is there a new trailer? Stop confusing me. I just watched one last week. So we've seen the two trailers and we have the episode titles. So shall we try and work out what's what? So first episode is called Space Babies, and judging by the fact that the Doctor was wearing that fancy blue cardigan t-shirt knitted thing that I love so much, I figure so any scene where he's wearing that is from the first episode, Space Babies. He's also wearing it at the end of The Church on Ruby Road, which I watched again the other day because I just wanted to. And I forgot that he's crying at the start of the episode as if he's seeing Ruby's mother walk away and know who Ruby's mother is. Like, that was a whole thing. Or is it like he's come to the end of this whole, you know, first season and has gone back to see himself save Ruby as a baby? I don't know, but I felt like the opening where he's crying is from another episode because he looks very upset. And not in that kind of nice crying way he had when he realized he'd saved her. And all that. Anyway, it looked like it from a different episode. So the first episode is Space Babies, and there were chatty babies. I don't know what is going on with Space Babies. It's like they were all talking. But that's a whole situation. The second episode is called The Devil's Chord, C-H-O-R-D, as in, you know, the music chord. And that's obviously the Jinx Monsoon / Beatles / musical episode. Who knows what's going on there? Whole lot of business with strangling musical notes, but not, hopefully, cringe-inducing, horrible, awful, thrown by Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of musical notes. But there is, there's some physical music that comes to get Ruby at one point. And Jinx Monsoon is covered in pianos and climbs out of a piano at one point. Like, maybe it's like, because, you know, it's, as we've heard, it's going to be a bit more fantasy-based. Maybe it's just like a music-based monster that comes for people. Who knows? It's a lot. The third episode is the Stephen Moffat written episode called Boom. I don't know which one is going to be Boom, but I wonder if it is the episode with the standing on the invisible, grenades, but they're not grenades. I want to say hand grenades because remember in the Witch's Familiar and the Magician's Apprentice, there was the hand grenades that came out of the ground in, like, you know, the with the eyes in the palm, like the gross things that came to get baby Davros. What are they called, those things in the ground? Like landmines. Oh, my God. My brain and the words, they're not there. Anyway, third episode called Boom. So I presume that's the landmine one. Stephen Moffat apparently the other day was saying something about it's the finale of his trilogy of single word titled episodes being Blink and Listen and now Boom. But yeah, I think, and I'm guessing that's the, like, if there's a battlefield and there's, you know, explodey business that, like, landmines, then maybe that's the one where the doctor says, I'm going to destroy your battlefield in a heartbeat, you know, into dust. Dust! Why does he say dust twice? It was weird. I thought he was going to start selling me, you know, a diet plan on Little Britain. Then there's an episode called 73 Yards, which feels weird because I thought, like, it feels weird to go yards because isn't, you know, all of Europe meant to be metric? Or is that part of Brexit? You don't have to go metric now. You can go back to yards. But yeah, 73 yards. Unless 73 yards is called that because it's the olden days one. But yeah, I don't know. Is there a thing that's 73 yards long? I don't know. Anyway, or is it 73 backyards? It's a whole Doctor Who story set in a series of backyards. Then there's Dot and Bubble. And I don't know if that's the bubble we saw on a city. On another planet, like that could be the Dot and Bubble, or is the Dot and Bubble in that weird space station? I feel like the space station is the Space Babies episode. Then there's an episode called Rogue, which I think Rogue might be the Bridgerton-y one. Like that feels like the name of an episode. Like, and Rogue maybe is referring to Jonathan Groff's character who has a space gun in the olden D-days. Why have I got no words left in my vocabulary? Lost my mind somehow. Anyway, that episode's called Rogue, and the reason I feel like that's the one that's called Rogue, are you ready for my theory about this, is because Ruby gets told by someone how amazing she is, you know, you're brave and you're rude and you're all those things. So it's like, I feel like this is an episode of Ruby getting her tires pumped up, and then the next episode something terrible happens because it's called The Legend of Ruby Sunday. Yeah. So The Legend of Ruby Sunday says to me something awful happens, because that's just the way these things go, isn't it? Isn't it? Like, you know, whenever there's something that's called The Legend of, you just say, ah, no, that means it's something that's finished and over. I mean, I would love to be wrong, but The Legend of Ruby Sunday as the second last episode says to me that Ruby Sunday doesn't make it out, and she becomes a legend. And then the final episode is Empire of Death. I'm wondering if The Legend of Ruby Sunday and Empire of Death are a two-parter. I wonder if that's like a part one or part two. That would be interesting. Who's to say? But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen not a single nanosecond of footage from those final two episodes, so that they are completely kept secret. Unless one of them is the one where she gets turned into some weird creature for stepping on the butterfly. But yeah, see, now I don't know which one has the dinosaurs in it. Do any of these say dinosaurs to you? Maybe Dot and Bubble? Does that got dinosaurs? Unless the dinosaurs is like a brief moment, which is like, here's outer space. Okay, let's move on. But like, it feels like a lot. Like that dinosaur scene feels like a lot to not really go anywhere. Like, you know, do they stay around the dinosaurs? Also, what's the episode where the TARDIS is completely covered in muck and overgrown? And there also is an episode where the doctor is gone and Ruby's just standing outside the TARDIS like, you know, the doctor's nowhere to be found. Oh, also in the other trailer, there were all those spaceships flying over and Ruby saying, you know, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to, you know, save everyone. So maybe it's a bit like the kind of like turn left midnight business, where there's an episode that's entirely Ruby because the doctor's disappeared from the universe or something, and then there's one that's entirely the doctor because something terrible's happened to Ruby, and then they have to get them all back together again. Yeah, maybe Legend of Ruby Sunday is like there's no doctor and Ruby's got to solve everything. I just love guessing at things. I love having these theories because then I watch the show and it's nothing like I imagined. Anyway, I'd love to hear your theories. Do you even care? Get in touch or you can get onto me on patreon.com/AdamRichard.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.